Tamia Davis is a Belzer language arts teacher and co-founder of Indie Pulse, a slam poetry organization dedicated to creating time and space for kids to express themselves. Slam poetry at Belzer started out as a club, but the principal saw the impact it was having and asked Davis if she would teach it, so it has become an elective.
Slam poetry is a derivative of traditional poetry, but it's in the vernacular of urban young people. It's a style of poetry where people can express themselves in their natural way of speaking, and it's very performative. Regular poetry is meant for the page, slam poetry is meant for the stage.
To get ready for the stage, the kids work on performance skills.
So what they're learning is how to work in the community, because there's a rhythm, and they have to keep the rhythm in unison. They're learning performance stance, how do I look and stand in front of a group of people. They're learning voice, how to articulate, because they have to say something across a circle. How do I project my voice? How do I say something?
Davis prompts the poetry writing with questions like, what color represents the feeling of your mother? If you were a monster, what would you be? And where do you feel safe?
I'm always surprised about the honesty. Even today, one student, she's writing a poem about how she was born a crack baby. And to say that in front of your peers, kids that can very easily make fun of you, and it's such a vulnerable topic because it says something about your family and where you live and all that, I was just like, wow, she would just do it and be confident about doing it. So I'm really excited, surprised, but then proud of them for being able to write these stories.
It's about building trust, and the students get it. Miss Davis is small in stature, but highly respected. Eighth grader Antoine Hazlett.
She's not like every other teacher, because, you know, every other teacher is just rude and mean and give you assignments after assignments and stuff like that. But she's like, she'll be a teacher, but she'll be a friend at the same time. So I think that's pretty cool.
Dajanae Jones says the 1 p.m. slam poetry class is the highlight of her day.
I feel happy because, as an example, today I wasn't feeling so well and I was like upset. But when I come here, it's like all my fears and hurt goes away and I can be myself without no judgment.
Davis says building that trusting culture is her number one priority.
The first 2 weeks of school, all we're doing is sharing stories about our lives, our families, our likes, our dislikes, and they really get to know each other.
One by one, Miss Davis's students step up to the microphone in a performance classroom filled with fellow students and family members. This is student Nathan Terhune's dystopian-sounding poem.
Grabbed by greedy people? No, monsters. Greedy, deceptive monsters called men. But a new cure is coming, a man who inspired a generation of writers, readers, and poets. He's coming, teaching future writers how to let words fly upon charcoal black raven's wings where no one else has ever flown before.
For Nathan, Miss Davis plays the real-life part of the man in his poem.
If Miss Davis stays here for a while, she could very well be inspiring a whole new generation of poets.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon, Indianapolis.